You're tuned into the Russ Parr Morning Show, and yep, Portia Williams sitting in for Russ Parr, who's on vacation. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. It's time for the people poll. Good morning. Hello. You're on with Portia Williams.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Portia. How are you?
Hey, girl. I'm good.
Hi. My name is Tony. I'm from Dillon, South Carolina, and I'm so glad to hear you on the show this morning. I have to tell you, you have been one of my favorites. And I'm so sorry that you're out of the show, but it's going to be very lacking of good talent.
Oh,
fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Show.
It's not decided yet. Yeah, we're still working on that.
That's right. We want Portia to stay on the show.
Hold me up in prayer.
All right, Russ Parr, I'm on the show. You're on with Portia Williams.
Hi, Portia.
Hey.
I really, really love you. You're my fave. But I wanted to know, how much can you tell us that is real and how much is fake of this show? Like, this reality, it looks so real,
yeah.
And I know y'all tell real stories, but, mm-hmm. like, how do y'all get to put it all together? Because, I mean, I watch all reality, but I have to say,
right.
I'm stuck on Atlanta.
I know, and, you know, I get that question all the time. A lot, I would say at least 95% of it is real. What they do is they'll set up like situational. So maybe I don't have a lunch plan tomorrow with Phaedra, but they will schedule a lunch, and then what happens at that lunch is 100% real. You see what I'm saying? So just so they can schedule the cameras to be there. But besides that, everything is just it's our real life for real.
That's what's up. You on with Portia Williams? Good morning.
Yeah, morning time. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, look here. Hey, Portia, you know, my mom named it Portia, so I'm going to keep it clean. Can I drive it?
Somebody tripping. Roll punk.
I don't even know.
A Toyota? What's he talking about?
We don't know.
Because your name's Portia, like a Porsche?
Oh, car. Okay, I get
it. I think that's what he meant. I don't know.
He better call Tyrone.
Somebody tripping. Russ Parr Morning Show, you're on with Portia Williams.
Good morning, Portia.
Hey.
I'm calling because I don't have a question, but what I can say is that if you're not on the show next season, I'm not going to be watching.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like this. Miss Moore, and I use that miss slightly.
Tell it.
To be
you better read.
I mean, she is just ridiculous. She's too much. She's ratchet.
Why they call her Miss Ratchet USA, but you know what? I hope to be on the show, and I love you, and I thank you for your support, and you know, you grown, so do what you want to do.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Good morning, you're on with Miss Portia Williams.
Hey, it's Tracy from Cincinnati. Hi, Portia.
Hey, Tracy.
Okay, so why in your first season on the show, you were kind of shy and acting like you really didn't know how to sing, and you just blew that song out the water?
Oh, you know what? I used to deal with being nervous, like seriously being nervous. I've passed out before singing from being so nervous, and I had to pray my way through that, and I was delivered. And so now I'm able to sing in front of people and, you know, have that confidence. But I thank you.
Amen. All right. Good morning. You're on with Portia Williams.
How are you? This is Benay from Raleigh. Portia,
hey,
you
I just
your
left
thing
Raleigh.
At the Starbar. I know.
Yes.
I just said you did your thing at Raleigh, girl. I was like,
hey,
go, Portia.
I would be turning up.
Listen, baby, I got you in my prayer. You are an awesome young lady. You are a great role model. My daughter loves you. And that little Miss Spank Booty Kenya, she got what's coming to her because God don't like ugly, and he ain't that fond of you.
I know. That's right. That's a new hashtag, Spank Booty.
Somebody tripping. Good morning. You're on with Portia Williams.
Hello. This is Tanika from Indianapolis. Hi, Portia.
Hey.
Hey, you're like one of my favorites that's on the show. And I have a question. So are you allowed to talk about it, whether? What's going on with your legal situation with Miss Kenya Moore, as Phaedra would call her?
She said Kenya Moore.
Oh, well, you know, I just got to answer when you end it like that. yeah, I haven't heard anything lately. Of course, you know, we may have to end up going to court. So that's pretty much where it is right now.
All right, we're going to take one more, Miss Portia.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on with Portia. Hello. All right. I think somebody got scared, too. We need to pray
Uh-oh.
For them.
Rest Come pa- through.
Rest Parr Morning Show. You're on with Portia Williams.
Hi, Portia.
Yay. You got energy this morning. What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling because they always talk about us standing up to bullies.
I didn't hear you, hon.
They always talking about people standing up to bullies.
Right.
And when mm-hmm. you stood up to Kenya, mm-hmm. she was bullying you, so you did the right thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Did I mean, you feel bullied?
I definitely was bullied. You know, violence, I don't necessarily want to condone violence for, you know, that to be the end all for other people. That just happened to have ended that way. But I appreciate you, everybody. Shout out to everybody on Instagram and Twitter. And I love you. And thank you for the support, for real.
Would you like a baller or someone who's book smart?
Can they be both? Can they be able to fall back on the book? Oh, either or. Maybe a fine book smart, but, you know, ballers are fine, though.
Speaking of ballers, what was good with you and Chad Ochocinco?
Who? What?
What? You had those flirty text messages. I mean, those flirty tweets.
Oh, no.
I thought that maybe, you know, I could see you on, like, football-wise, basketball-wise. Any truth to that?
Not with Ocho. You know, he tells everybody he loves them. You haven't seen that on his Twitter? He tells everybody he loves them, literally.
Okay, next. Light skin, dark skin, or a different race?
You know what? I like chocolate. But I would definitely, you know, dabble in a different race right about now.
Have sure, you yeah. ever?
Yeah, I have once.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
An
race?
Italian guy. He was Italian. Yeah, he was. He was fresh out of relationship, so it didn't work. But
all right.
Yeah.
You like
him?
Like
Pebble Pew. He used to like kiss me up my arm. Wish I love you. No, 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 no. So that was a bit much for me.
Oh, he was speaking
me.
That dirty Italian to you.
Yeah, it was real intense.
He called you Bella.
Passionate.
All right, you like a man that will kiss your ass or grab your ass?
Oh, both.
And he's Portia, it is either
at
or.
The same time. Hey, oh, either or?
No, let her. She want both. She can have both. She building
okay,
her perfect
right.
man.
Okay,
just because you want to kiss her ass and grab her ass.
He needs to be able to kiss it.
Okay, naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Slightly skinny or extra fluffy?
See, that's your choices, though. slightly. Swimmer's body. Skinny.
Okay. Kind of old and gray or younger than you and more fun?
Ooh, right around now, I want to have some fun, so he can be younger.
How much younger would you go?
As long as he's over 21.
Wow.
How old would you go?
How old would I go? 45 is looking good. 45 and you know, late 40s is looking real good. I like a distinguished gentleman. So, yeah, that could work for me, too.
Okay, well, you've heard it. If you guys fit the criteria, tweet her at Portia for real. I'm just playing with you, Portia. I'm just playing with you.
And don't DM her because she's not going to see it. She's not going to look.
Ain't going to look at it.
We saw the recently leaked video of, like, your sermon, and we had Fashion Queen's Miss Lawrence here the other day, and he had a lot to say about it.
Ratchet, beyond ratchet, tacky, she's ratchet, she can't take it. Wish she could. She's entitled to her beliefs. I get that part. But at the same time, if you want to hold true to your beliefs, don't come over to the LGBT community or to the gay girls and want us to help you with your hair, want to use our gay slang, want to carry us like your purse. You stay over there and you stick to your beliefs.
Oh, he doesn't have hair. So when did I ask him to help? I'm not worried about what that bobblehead has to say.
Wow.
Because he just took it to the left for no reason. He's known me since, you know, I've been on the show. He could have easily picked up the phone instead of, like, trashing me like that. Anyway, to talk about the real subject, that sermon that was done about 5 years ago, and, you know, TMZ, you know, back and forth, I have a love-hate relationship with them, but they just kind of showed a little snippet of it. Mm-hmm. And the snippet that they showed, they made it look like I was talking to the gays and saying, hey, you need to be saved.
Yeah.
When in actuality, the sermon was a sermon about salvation. Mm-hmm. So I was speaking to the congregation and I was letting them know, hey, you know, we should go out and we should, you know, talk about God's love to everyone.
Amen.
We shouldn't discriminate. And, you know, normally in the African-American church, just traditionally, there's a group of people that they discriminate against. And that would be people who they think are prostitutes. The gays in the past have been discriminated against. And what I was saying was, do not discriminate. Tell everyone that they are worthy of God's love and that he's here for us. And we all should be saved, myself included. The entire sermon was about me being saved first before I even speak to someone about God's yeah. love.
Amen.
So
Amen.
it was just basically taken out of context, and it hurt me, you know, because I have uh-huh. a lot of friends who live that lifestyle, et cetera. And I would hate for anyone to be hurt or think that I feel that way. What I feel here and today is that God loves everyone, period.
Yes.
You know, I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but, you know, we're all worthy of his love equally, and nobody is to judge at the end of the day. So,
Amen.
Lawrence, I hope you hear what I'm saying now and stop going out and you know, just being nasty like that. That's all that was. That was just nasty.
Have you received any type of backlash from the LGBT community since the leaking of the video?
Immediately I did, because of the way it was spent. Like mm-hmm. I said, they only showed about, you know, what, 5 seconds of a 45-minute speech. So, uh-huh. of course, the headline, the way they had it, this rant, all of that, it did make people react. And I immediately, you know, basically wanted to explain what that was about.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Another question. What would happen if you saw Kenya Moore out on the street?
I walk on by.
I like that.
Walk on by.
On one of the episodes of the show, your ex-husband Cordell accused your family getting in the way of your marriage to why it ended. Did you agree with that?
You know, I didn't get nothing, you know, out of the marriage. I didn't have nothing in the marriage. That's so dead and over with. I don't even remember what he said.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We we could go all day with these
it's
questions.
Like, it's
right. And we're glad you were able to clear that up so everybody mm-hmm. can get that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, at the end of, matter of fact, on the 30th, I'll be in D.C. performing at a gay club. And, you know, it's just at the end of the day, I think it's great when people are able to hear from me and not hear
yes.
how media likes to spin stuff, because sometimes they can be positive. Sometimes it can be negative. But it comes with the territory. But again, I love everyone. And I feel that my God loves everyone equally, so that's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Thank you so much, yeah. Portia.